I'm Walt Lindalone with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Scott Zirbel. He is the director of the TV6 Virtual Canathon, and we chatted with him for an update on how the effort is going so far. Here's Scott Zirbel.
It started first week of November. We're wrapping up at the end of this week. We're making kind of what we're calling Canathon Day on Wednesday and doing a big push and trying to, you know, give one last push to get people to make a donation. And you know, we're doing some reporting all throughout the day, some live Facebook lives, and just kind of really hitting it real hard.
This is the TV6 Canathon, which, of course, this year is virtual. But so far, Scott, the response has been strong as ever, right?
Well, actually, you know, I don't know how to gauge it.
You know,
I mean, I don't know how to gauge it. I mean, I gauge it in food and poundage.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we're gauging it in dollars. You know, our hopes were to exceed what we did in food and dollars, and
You just don't know yet.
I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at the numbers and I go, you know, we should be. But again, you know, we don't put a dollar amount on our goal, and we just ask people to give what
they can. You're looking at the numbers and kind of asking yourself, well, what does this all really mean?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So.
So what is different? How do people take part this year?
Well, we have a Canathon website. It's tv6canathon.com, and there are options there for people to make donations. They go to the locations page. They can find their local food pantry, make a check out to that food pantry, and send it to their address and send it directly to them. So that kind of connects the donor directly to their local food pantry. The other option is with the Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul, Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, NMU Student Food Pantry, and Good Neighbor Food Services. You can all do online. So you can do either through PayPal or credit card donations, and that's under the donations page, and just click on the tab. If you go to Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul, you have an opportunity to designate where you want that to go. For those that are donated underneath the Canathon selection, for instance, in St. Vincent's, what they'll do is they'll divide that up evenly amongst the various food pantries.
So. It has been interesting to not see piles and piles of non-perishables all over the place this year.
Yeah, it's just so weird, you know. I mean, and you know, we really had no choice in the matter. I mean, just the way things are. You know, and there are a lot of people looking for donations, which is fine, you know. And you know, but the thing about it is there are a lot of people that are struggling right now. So, and maybe have donated in the past and can't donate this year, and that's understandable. But, you know, we put it out there.
Well, you bring up a good point, and that is the fact that with something like this in the times that we're in right now, that need is probably greater than it's ever been right now. And that's why folks who are able to help should at least consider doing so.
You know, I can't agree with you more. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, every year I go, well, do we need to do this? And every year it's like, yes, we need to do this, you know, and it gets, and it's never. I've never done this, and I've been doing this since 1990, believe it or not. And I've never had a year where it's, well, the need isn't quite there.
Right.
You know, kind of thing.
So what's the website for people to go to again?
You go to tv6canathon.com.
That's Scott Zirbel with the TV6 Virtual Canathon. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.